Welcome to the very, very, very first episode of Your Hargata Podcast. Yes, I like to call it Hugata because we all need more hugs in our life. But for clarity, I will try to pronounce it correctly. Who am I? Well, this is the voice of Granny Ishka, and that's another story for another day. I basically want to tell you, as we approach Thursday, the 26th, October 2023, on our very, very first podcast, is that we are launching on the lunar eclipse. On Saturday, the 28th, 2023, at Lai Ali, the Shisha Lounge in Sahashish, where I reside. Sahashish is really in the middle of the towns that are connected to Hargata Airport. Now, there is another airport, but it is really far away. So only if you're going there would I recommend you fly there. And all of these towns have their special little gems. But today, we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about why we have this podcast. So there wasn't a Hargata podcast. How could that be? Well, I have quite a few podcasts, and so I felt called to do it because I want to have contact with people. And, you know, when you live somewhere for a long time, you just don't do the touristy things. And I thought, this is a great way to do the touristy things. Plus, I'm totally in love with this Shisha Lounge. They don't have drinks, but they have amazing coffee, amazing tea. They make fresh juice, and the vibe makes you not want to go home. I mean, literally, they have to kick people out at 4 a.m. Well, I was lucky enough to speak to the creator and the owner, Bob, and he agreed that I could do my podcast there and talk about my passion, which is the sky and the sun and the moon and the stars, 2 times a month to start. And the first time will be during this partial lunar eclipse, which will be visible if you are sitting inside of this lounge on the corner in Sahashish, where you go towards the old Sahashish Hotel and coming from Old Town. Now, that's a whole lot of information. What we wanted to talk about today is Hargata. Hargata supposedly was named after a bush, and this bush was called Nitraya, and this supposedly was called the Tree of the Jews, which is quite interesting considering what's going on. Now, in any event, it was a fishing town and it was established in 1905. So it is the oldest of all the towns I'm going to talk about. And it has downtown and a marina. And, you know, I kind of think of where I live as the suburbs, to be honest. But it has I think it's just really loud. But a lot of people live there and they have a lot going on, clubs and beaches and all-inclusive hotels with their own access to the Red Sea. So if you're thinking about coming to Egypt, coming to the Red Sea, flying into Hargata, which is the main airport, then why not pass this on to people you know who want to know more about what's happening in Hargada on a weekly basis, on a more current basis, because a lot of information you will find is biased, it's old. And I have to say, the Facebook groups have become an opportunity for people to do business, I suppose. So I'm going to stay as neutral as possible. I do want to tell everybody to look up. This is the place where you can, because it hardly ever rains. We don't have more than 5 days of clouds, more or less. And the stars are amazing. Amazing that you can see with the naked eye, and the Milky Way, and all kinds of yumminess, which I will talk about on the partial eclipse day and the new moon, because that's when the skies are the darkest. So I think I've chatted long enough today. If you live in one of the towns near Sahashish, or a little bit farther away, Algona, or you want to get out of Hargada, I invite you to come to see us at this cozy shisha lounge, La Alley. People said it different ways, and one thing you'll find out about me, I have a challenge to pronounce the things correctly, but I will put it in the description. They have an incredible Instagram page, so go there and follow them so you can tell the security, because we have very serious security here, and the back gate is not open, so you know, only one gate is open. The security, well, you'll have to tell them where you want to go. So when are we doing this and why? We're doing it because we share one sun and one moon. And with all the conflicts in the world, I just want to bring a little bit of love, peace, and understanding, or innerstanding, as we say in the spiritual community. And if you love stars, if you like looking up into the night sky, and you like to enjoy a very oriental atmosphere, which this lounge has in spades, so you are cordially invited to gather with us from 7 p.m. The eclipse begins at 8. You will be able to see it while sitting in this gorgeous lounge. Then there will be also a full moon moment. It will be the full moon at 21:14. That's 9:14 p.m. And then the eclipse will actually last 2 hours more. As long as one of the longest eclipses. So take your time. Come and see what we have in Sahashish. It is one of my favorite places to be. Come and meet me and see who actually Granny Ishka is. I tell you one thing, she's almost 60 years old and she'll be wearing a big feather hat. So take care, please subscribe, and hope to see you at some point. And if you have any questions about Hargada, Algona, Makati Bay, Soma Bay, or Marsa Alam, just contact me through our Facebook page and I will find the answer for you. Take care of yourselves. See you soon.